You've heard of road bikes, mountain bikes, commuter bikes, bicycles built for two, but what about gravel bikes? They're kind of an in-between, between a road bike and a mountain bike, and they're designed for riding over unpaved roads. And they're becoming really popular. According to bicycle retailer, gravel bike sales in the U.S. hit $10 million in early 2017. A year later, they nearly tripled to $29 million. In addition, Outside Magazine says in 2017, the number of bikes shipped in the U.S. overall, including traditional mountain and road models, fell by 4% from the previous year, but gravel bike shipments continue to climb. So what's so great about gravel biking, and where can we do it in Wisconsin? Kirsten Klockner is a personal trainer and cycling coach in Middleton. She's also a monthly columnist for Silent Sports magazine and a contributor to Roots Rated. Kirsten, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, help us understand the appeal here. What makes riding on gravel paths and roads so much fun?
Well, I started doing it to get away from traffic primarily and to be able to get into areas that most people don't get to see. The gravel roads bring you by amazing wildlife and nature areas.
What's different about a gravel bike as compared to, say, a street bike?
The main difference is the tire size and the clearance. So I like to ride now a 42-millimeter tire, whereas a lot of road bikes are 25-millimeter tires. And then they're also a little bit longer, so more stable when you are on loose gravel.
But you can still ride them on a road like a normal road bike, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I've been riding my bike that I use for gravel events. I will do a 100-mile century on it, on road.
Now, it sounds to me like it's going to be, if you're riding on a gravel road, I'm pretty familiar with gravel roads, they're kind of bumpy. Is it a rocky ride?
It all depends. Most of the gravel in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, or all of Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota are crushed limestone, and they break down. Some of them are actually just as smooth as a paved road. When you head up north, north of Highway 8, it tends to be crushed granite and chunkier gravel, bigger aggregate, and definitely bumpier. But that's where the bigger tires help with the lower tire pressure.
Now, one of our producers has a gravel bike now. He's the one. And he saw this story, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal. This is a nationwide trend. Do you see this as something that more and more people are getting into?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of my road racing friends have gone over to doing gravel rides and gravel events because they are so much fun, a little bit more laid back, and you don't have to worry as much about cars.
Talking to Kirsten Klockner from Middleton, talking about gravel biking. It's catching on, it sounds like. Now, I'm from Michigan, Kirsten. We had a lot of dirt roads, a surprising amount of dirt roads. I grew up on one there. They're easy to find. How about in Wisconsin? Do you have to go looking for these? Are they easy to find?
Well, here in the Dane County area and then the surrounding counties, we don't have many gravel roads because of the dairy industry. Most of the roads were paved for that purpose. So I usually have to drive about an hour and a half to 2 hours to find gravel roads. The area close to the river, Wyalusing State Park area, also some areas around Viroqua, and then far north has a lot of gravel, north of Highway 8. But it is a drive.
Now, how about going on to paths, biking paths that would normally be, I guess, dirt bikes people would go on? Can you do that on your gravel bike?
As in mountain bike trails?
Right, yeah, that kind of thing.
So if your skills are high enough, absolutely. I have ridden.
Not the place to start, though.
Correct. Just because there's toe overlap, and you usually have drop bars on gravel bikes. I have ridden many single track, easier trails on my gravel bike. It's a great way to work on your skills.
Okay. So, but again, not for the beginner.
Correct.
It sounds like. Is this something that people are just out there doing on their own, or do we have groups? Do we have events for gravel biking?
All of the above. I do a lot of riding on my own. However, I do oftentimes 5, 6, 7 events a year. The events are becoming much more numerous, and they oftentimes fill up. So all the ones that I have done this year are at capacity. And as I said, a lot of road riders are filtering into that. I love the solitude, though. Sometimes I'll go out with a couple of friends or just myself and do 100 miles of gravel riding solo.
What kind of events do you have coming up?
The biggest one right now that I'm just about getting ready to do is the Day Across Minnesota, the Dam. And we start in South Dakota ride at midnight, ride across the whole state of Minnesota to the Wisconsin border in under 24 hours. And this will be the biggest undertaking. I've had 240 to 245 miles.
Now, how do you get ready for that in terms of food, sleep, the sort of things you might fit into that 24-hour cycle usually?
You have to train for it, actually. And tonight, I'm going to be doing my last shakedown ride, which will be 150 miles of gravel trail, leaving at 2 a.m. So I did a 200-miler a couple weeks ago alone overnight. And you start working out how often you need to eat, what you crave during that time. I found that I don't like sweet things. I prefer the salty fatty. Mm-hmm. And then also finding out how much water you need for the conditions out there.
Well, that's next door in Minnesota. Do we have events here in Wisconsin yet?
Absolutely. In fact, I just signed up for the Hibernator, which is going to be up in Leona. So north of 8 or right on 8, Highway 8. And there are three options, 32-miler, 65-miler, and 107-miler, I want to say. And that is amazing country. It's all on fire roads and some ATV trails. Free event, but any donations go to help support the rescue squad, the fire and rescue squad.
Hibernator.
Yes,
is that
the
getting
Hibernator.
Close to winter? Is that the theme there?
Or? Early October.
Okay.
October 5th, I want to say.
Now, you mentioned that sometimes you get to see wildlife while you're doing this. What kind of things, what are some of your best sightings from your gravel bike?
A lot of fox, coyote, cranes, of course. I have a lot of friends who have run into bear and moose.
Not literally run into, I hope.
Very close.
Okay, wow.
In fact, the Hibernator course, there have been many bear spottings up on that course. My 200-miler, I ran into a mink.
Okay. You don't get to see them that often.
Right?
They're kind of elusive, I guess is the word.
Absolutely. So that was a real treat, and I was alone. I couldn't share it with anybody, but it made me very excited.
Now, if there's somebody out there listening thinking, yeah, this does sound like a lot of fun, how would they get started?
I think the best thing to do is go into a bike shop and make sure that your bike is suitable for riding gravel. And if not, getting either a cross bike, a gravel-specific bike, or a hybrid bike that can fit wider tires. Having the right tires is everything. And then learning what tire pressure you should be riding at. I made the big mistake of riding far too high of tire pressure in the beginning, and it makes it for a very unsafe and uncomfortable ride. And I usually tell people, start out with one of the limestone rail trails. It's a great way to start. And then work up to gravel roads. Maybe start with a short event like a 30-miler and go from there.
Don't start with that 24-hour Trans-Minnesota expedition.
Some people do. I wouldn't suggest it. I don't think that it would be a whole lot of fun.
And how late into the season have you gone gravel biking? What, you know, snow and ice, I assume, would be a little too hazardous? No?
Absolutely not. In fact, there's a event down in northern Illinois that we do every year called the Freeze-a-Roo, and it is 40 miles and at the end of February.
Well, on a 95-degree day, a little Freeze-a-Roo doesn't sound too bad, does it?
I don't know if I prefer either. I think 80,
split the difference.
Sunny, dry, yes.
Kirsten, it sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for sharing it with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Kirsten Klockner is a personal trainer and cycling coach in Middleton. She's also a monthly columnist for Silent Sports magazine. We talked to her about the growing popularity of gravel biking around the country and here in Wisconsin.